Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. Good to have you with us. It's Wednesday, the 30th of March. So tomorrow is the last day of March. Tomorrow is also going to be a pre-recorded Squirrel Chatter. And the reason is that I'm going to be driving the Superior High School golf team. And we have to leave very, very early tomorrow, long before this show would normally air. So tomorrow will be pre-recorded. Matter of fact, I've already recorded it. I did that last night before I went to bed. So tomorrow's episode has already been recorded. It's in the can. It will be a Theology Thursday. We're going to be looking at the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, Chapter 4, Paragraph 2. So that is tomorrow on Squirrel Chatter. Squirrel Chatter is a podcast that is primarily dedicated to the public reading of Scripture and secondarily to my thoughts on various topics. And Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian podcast community. So you can head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. You can find all sorts of curated podcasts over there that are well worth your time and attention. And so I direct you there if you're looking for something to get to. I also have a busy day today, just to give you a programming note there. So I'm not going to be hanging around a lot after we do the Bible reading. I don't have a topic picked out. I don't have any notes on what I'm going to talk about. So it's my intention to do the Bible reading, tell you to have a good day, and get on with my day today. Got a busy day. I'm meeting my favorite teacher from high school for lunch today in Missoula. And so I'm looking forward to that and hanging out with him for a little bit, and so that'll be fun. And then I've got youth group tonight, and so sometime I don't think I'm going to come back from Missoula before I go to youth group in Frenchtown, because that would be a lot of back and forth and a lot of gas with today's gas prices. So I'm probably going to find a coffee shop and sit and read or something for most of the afternoon. Busy day. Gotta get rolling this morning fairly soon after we're done here and get on with the day. Good coffee. This is the San Francisco Bay French roast that I get from Costco. And as soon as I finish this bag of San Francisco Bay French roast, I'll be grinding up another bag of Montana Coffee Trader's Glacier Blend. And just get back to enjoying that, which has rapidly become one of my favorite coffees. That's good stuff. I'm not a big fan of flavored coffees, but the Glacier Blend is a vanilla-flavored coffee. But it's such a subtle vanilla. It's not overpowering. It's just a hint of vanilla, and oh, it's just delicious. And it is the coffee they serve in the restaurants up in Glacier Park. So I've had it on trips and stuff when I've stopped to get breakfast or lunch in the park. And so it's nice to have that available here in my home as well. All right, well, our scriptures today are going to be Joshua 1 through 4. We finished Deuteronomy yesterday, so we're starting on Joshua today. Psalm 143 and Luke 14. So let us begin with our prayer of confession from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the Word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Joshua chapter 1. Which I didn't navigate to before starting the program like I normally do. All right. Joshua chapter 1. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' attendant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. So now arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, to be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn aside from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be prosperous wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way successful, and then you will be prosperous. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be in dread or be in dismay, for Yahweh your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, saying, Prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you are to cross this Jordan, to go up to possess the land which Yahweh your God is giving you to possess it. To the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, saying, Yahweh your God gives you rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you shall cross before your brothers in battle array, all your valiant warriors, and shall help them, until Yahweh gives your brothers rest as he gives you, and they also possess the land which Yahweh your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and possess it, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave you beyond the Jordan to the east toward the sunrise. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that you have commanded us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. Just as we listen to Moses in all things, so we will listen to you. Only may Yahweh your God be with you as he was with Moses. Anyone who rebels against your command and does not listen to your words in all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Chapter 2. Then Joshua the son of Nun sent 2 men as spies secretly from Shittim, saying, Go, see the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came into the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told to the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, men from the sons of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land. And the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land. But the woman had taken the 2 men and hidden them, and she said, Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. Now it happened that when it was time to shut the gate at dark, that the men went out. I do not know where the men went. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and concealed them in the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. So the men pursued them on the road to the Jordan to the fords. And as soon as those who were pursuing them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that Yahweh has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before you. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you devoted to destruction. Indeed, we heard it, and our hearts melted, and a courageous spirit no longer rose up in any man because of you. For Yahweh your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. So now, please swear to me by Yahweh, since I have shown loving kindness to you, that you also will show loving kindness to my father's household, and give me a pledge of truth, and preserve my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters alive, with all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death. So the men said to her, Our life for yours, if you do not tell this business of ours, and it will be when Yahweh gives us the land that we will show loving kindness and truth to you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall, so that she was living on the wall. And she said to them, Go to the hill country, lest the pursuers reach you, and hide yourself there for 3 days until the pursuers return. Then afterward you may go on your way. And the men said to her, We shall be free from this oath to you which you have made us swear, unless when we come into the land you tie this cord of scarlet thread in the window through which you let us down, and gather to yourself into your house your father and your mother and your brothers and all your father's household. And it will be that anyone who goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on your head, his blood shall be on his own head, and we shall be free. But anyone who is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be free from the oath which you have made us swear. And she said, According to your words, so be it. So she sent them away, and they went, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. And they went and came to the hill country and remained there for 3 days until the pursuers returned. The pursuers had sought them all along the road, but had not found them. Then the two men returned and came down from the hill country and crossed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun. And they recounted to him all that had happened to them. And they said to Joshua, Surely Yahweh has given all the land into our hand. Moreover, all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before us. Chapter 3. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and he and all the sons of Israel set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan, and they lodged there before they crossed. Now it happened that at the end of 3 days the officers went through the midst of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, When you see the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. However, there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way which you shall go, for you have not passed this way before. Then Joshua said to the people, Set yourselves apart as holy, for tomorrow Yahweh will do wondrous deeds among you. And Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Carry the Ark of the Covenant and cross over ahead of the people. So they carried the Ark of the Covenant and went ahead of the people. Then Yahweh said to Joshua, This day I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. Moreover, you shall command the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. Then Joshua said to the sons of Israel, Come near and hear the words of Yahweh your God. And Joshua said, By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will assuredly dispossess from before you the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. So now, take for yourself 12 men from the tribes of Israel, 1 man from each tribe. And it will be that when the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the Ark of Yahweh, the Lord of all the earth, rests in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan will be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above will stand in one heap. So it happened that when the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan, with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and when those who carried the Ark came into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the Ark were dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of the harvest, the waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap, a great distance away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those which are flowing down toward the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. So the people crossed opposite Jericho. And the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan while all Israel crossed on dry ground until all the nation had completely crossed the Jordan. Chapter 4. Now it happened, when all the nation had completely crossed the Jordan, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them, saying, Carry for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priests' feet are standing firm, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight. So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, Cross again before the ark of Yahweh your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you carry a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel, in order that this would be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, What do these stones mean to you? Then you shall say to them, Because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever. Thus the sons of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and carried 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as Yahweh spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they carried them over with them to the lodging place and laid them down there. But Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan at the place where the feet of the priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant were standing. And they are there to this day. Now the priests who carried the ark before standing in the middle of the Jordan until everything was completed that Yahweh had commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and crossed. And it happened when all the people had completely crossed, had completed crossing, that the ark of Yahweh and the priests crossed before the people. And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over in battle array before the sons of Israel, just as Moses had spoken to them. About 40,000 equipped for war crossed for battle before Yahweh to the desert plain of Jericho. On that day Yahweh magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, so that they feared him just as they had feared Moses all the days of his life. Then Yahweh said to Joshua, Command the priests who carry the Ark of the Testimony that they come up from the Jordan. So Joshua commanded the priests, saying, Come up from the Jordan. So it happened, when the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh had come up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went over all its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and camped at Gilgal on the eastern edge of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. Then he said to the sons of Israel, When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What do these stones mean? Then you shall make your children know, saying, Israel crossed this Jordan on dry land. For Yahweh your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as Yahweh your God had done to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of Yahweh is strong, so that you may fear Yahweh your God forever. And now Psalm 143. O Yahweh, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness, and do not enter into judgment with your slave. For no one living is righteous in your sight. For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me inhabit dark places like those who have long been dead. Therefore my spirit was faint within me. My heart was appalled within me. I remember the days of old. I meditate on you, all you have done. I muse on the works of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul reaches for you like a weary land. Selah. Answer me quickly, O Yahweh. My spirit wastes away. Do not hide your face from me, or I will become like those who go down to the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Yahweh. I have concealed myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For the sake of your name, O Yahweh, revive me. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of distress. And in your loving kindness, cut off my enemies. And cause all who assail my soul to perish, for I am your slave. And now Luke chapter 14. And it happened that when he went into the house of one of the leaders of the Pharisees on the Sabbath to eat bread, they were watching him closely. And behold, in front of him was a man suffering from dropsy. And Jesus answered and spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. And he took hold of him, healed him, and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which one of you will have a son or an ox fall into a well and will not immediately pull him out on a Sabbath day?" And they could make no reply to this. And he was telling a parable to the invited guests when he noticed how they were picking out the places of honor at the table, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not recline at the place of honor, lest someone more highly regarded than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this man,' and then in shame you proceed to occupy the last place. But when you are invited, go and recline at the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will have honor in the sight of all who recline at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." And he also went on to say to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return, and that will be your repayment. But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they did not have the means to repay you. For it will be repaid to you at the resurrection of the righteous." But when one of these who were reclining at the table with him heard this, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat the bread in the kingdom of God." And he said to him, "A man was giving a big dinner, and he invited many. And at the dinner hour he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land, and I need to go out and look at it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another one said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to try them out. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another one said, 'I have married a wife, and for that reason I cannot come.' And when the slave came back, he reported these things to his master. Then the head of the household became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the slave said, 'Master, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the highways and along the fences, and compel them to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste of my dinner.' Now many crowds were going along with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Lest, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it began to ridicule him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Or what king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one coming against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So then, none of you can be my disciples who does not give up all his own possessions. Therefore, salt is good, but even salt has become tasteless. With what will it be seasoned? It is useless either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is the word of the Lord. And now, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, amen, and thank you for being with us here today for Squirrel Chatter. I hope you have the most wonderful of Wednesdays. Just a reminder again that tomorrow's episode is pre-recorded, but we will be doing the Theology Thursday tomorrow. And I hope to be back here live on Friday, Lord willing. So I look forward to seeing you then. Remember, do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. And whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you later. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.